A long day at the ballpark for both the Braves and the Nationals. Things began quite nicely in Cobb County. They would not stay that way. Let's pick it up in the bottom of the second.
And the pitch. Driven deep toward right. That's over Harper's head. It is gone! Rio Ruiz with a line drive home run. Swing and a drive. That one's belted toward left center field. That ball is going to go. Matt Kemp unloads.
It is really, really windy here. You can see the grounds crew out there. They're having a hard time just getting the tarp down. The players are coming out and helping them because the wind is getting up underneath. The round tarp over the home plate is already blown off. Now they're getting the big square out there on the diamond.
Little pop. Will it stay in play? And a leaping grab. What a catch by Jace Peterson. A true safety net grab. Two balls, no strikes for Flowers. Swing and a high fly ball hammered toward left. Worth is going to turn and wave goodbye. It's in the bullpen. Tyler Flowers adds to the Atlanta lead.
The Braves pick up a 5-2 win, handing Max Scherzer the first loss in his last 13 road starts. The Braves bullpen turned in 5 2/3 innings of hitless relief in support of starter Bartolo Colon. It certainly was not a short day at the ballpark Saturday, but the Braves will gladly take a 5-2 victory over the Nationals. Here is Atlanta skipper Brian Snitker.
You know, really, yeah, really good. Mixing, I thought he mixed pitches better. Mm-hmm. You know, he's hitting his locations and his, you know, he got, like I said, you know, he hadn't been around this long without making adjustments and figuring things out, and he has. You know, he went to work, he and Chuck, and you know, and it's paying off.
Julio gets called up and hits a 2-run shot off Scherzer.
I know, yeah, how about that? you know, has had some good at bats since he's been here. Really good at bats. So that's neat to see. Young guy, he's down there. He's just, you know, from the beginning of last year, had him in AAA, and when he came up, he just what you want. He keeps getting better. You know, he's improving as a young player.
How about this bullpen, especially these past two nights, but about a few times over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, been really, I mean, huge what Ian Kroll did. Huge right there. You know, it was kind of, you know, we kind of didn't make the play that we should have and put ourselves in trouble. And Ian, that was huge right there in that game. And then the other guys just came in and did a great job.
Your catcher's making this eighth inning home run thing a habit.
Well, it's kind of nice because, you know, we talk about that we're getting a lot of production out of that one position with those two guys. Mm-hmm. It's good. Well, hopefully we can continue to do that and keep them both fresh because they're both really valuable to us when they're back there.
Is it difficult to kind of regroup mentally and physically after a rain delay that's an hour and 50 minutes?
No, that's just what we do. I mean, it's just part of it. So it's is that how long it was?
Yeah.
It didn't seem like that. It didn't seem that long at all. So no, I mean, that's just kind of part of it.
Make the trade for Adams.
Yeah,
help the ball
really good. Yeah, I saw him in the rain delay. I came in and I was like, wow, that's pretty good. You know, told Copy, it's a great job. I mean, he'll make us better. I mean, that's a legit guy, and we're looking forward to seeing him, and I'm sure he's looking forward to getting here. And you know, it just kind of, what he does is lengthens our lineup again.
You think the playing time was kind of running out for him in St. Louis? You think this is a good opportunity?
Well, it was. I mean, we saw that when we played him.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a great opportunity for him to come in and play and you know, he's been a productive guy for a while. You know, I've liked him from afar, and I have buddies of mine that have had him in the minor leagues and big leagues and can't say enough good things about the guy.
This trade kind of sent the same message your players have the last 2 days. Hey, look, we're going to persevere.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to get after it, and you know, we like where we're at, and we like our team, and you know, these guys, you know, Freddie went down and they stepped up. You know, that's a good sign in a team. Nobody feeling sorry for anybody. They just went out and you know, and played.
And then what does it say, like, not just the team stepping up, but then the GMs and stuff stepping up?
It's great. That's a great thing that when your team upstairs, you know, when that happened, they go out and they're burning the midnight oil to try and help the club. That says a lot to those guys in there that we're not going to just abandon you. We're going to go out and try and make this thing good. And they did. They did a great job in getting Matt Adams for us.
He might have the coolest name in baseball, if not all of sports. And Rio Ruiz now has his first career home run to brag about. He spoke about his big day after the game.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when anybody in your family is able to be here for big league game just in general. It's special. But I was just able, glad we were able to get on the board earlier and continue to add two more runs and get a W.
What did that feel like going off the bat and you're watching it?
I didn't actually think it had enough juice to get out. I knew it was going over Harper's head, and I was just hoping that it was at least going to kick off the wall far enough for Dansby to score. And when I looked up, it was out, so that was pretty cool.
At what point in time are you rounding the base thinking my first career homer was off Scherzer?
None. Never? No point. No. I mean, I was just trying to get a good pitch to hit, and luckily I was able to barrel that one.
How about when you got to the dugout? Did that cross your mind?
No, it didn't. Actually, honestly, I guess until you brought it up, it really didn't hit me. So, yeah, that's even more special.
And to think of what your dad went through last September to come here and to be here for this, that adds to...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not just him, my whole family, what they went through and how long they waited to see me potentially getting that bat. I mean, I owe them everything. I owe them the world. So I was thankful that a family member was able to be out here and see all that.
What'd they do for you here after the game?
I guess you can say all the stuff that goes on after a good thing. I'm not going to go into details, but it was pretty cool.
The Braves send Jaime Garcia to the mound Sunday to battle Steven Strasburg.